This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Simmons Gymnasium on a nice Friday evening in the early part of December. Good evening, all. My name is Tim Mai, set to bring you action tonight between the Pena Panthers and the Litchfield Purple Panthers, and this is the first of two on FM 106 as we will take you immediately to Pawnee and North Mac as soon as we are done here from Simmons Gymnasium. Well, Litchfield, they are off to a fantastic start. They have won six of their first seven under fourth-year head coach Andy Kassenbaum. A good strong showing at the Metro East Tournament. And here tonight, they will get a stern test in the form of the Pena Panthers. For Pena, they are coming off of a shorter preseason than most clubs around the state. Of course, their football team made a deep run into the state playoffs this past year. And talking with Gary Boca, their head coach, before the ball game, he said after football was done, he gave his kids a full week off to just get their batteries recharged. Pena has only played three games here in the early portion of the season. They have won two out of the three ball games under 12th-year head coach Gary Boker. And Gary Boker has had a lot of success since he took over this Pena program. He's had seven 20-plus win seasons, only two losing seasons in his time. One of those losing seasons came back in 2008, and they went on to win a regional that year. He's won six regional crowns in his 11 years as head coach, and of course they won the regional last year as well. Pena finished second in state back in 2001 and an Elite Eight appearance in 2004, both under current head coach Gary Boker. Historically, Pena's had a very strong program. They might be a little bit down to what we've seen the last few years from Pena, but you know this, you are going to get a physical ball game anytime you take on the Pena Panthers. And Pena will be shorthanded tonight. They will be without Nick Spracklin, a 6'4 senior. The big fella got a high ankle sprain in the team's first game, and Gary Boker says, made it through 12 weeks of football, no injury. First 5 minutes of the basketball season, high ankle sprain, so Nick Spracklin out indefinitely. Should be a good contest here tonight. It should be a good contest in game two of our doubleheader as well, which will be Pawnee and North Mac. We're going to take our first break of the evening. We'll come back and give you the starting lineup for Pena and Litchfield. It's a doubleheader Friday night on America's High School Sports Leader, WSMI FM 106.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
JF Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanshiles.com.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Mize back inside Simmons Gymnasium, and a new look for Simmons here for the new basketball season as they have resurfaced the floor inside the gymnasium. A little lighter color of wood for the floor this year. They've got purple trim going around the entire court and purple baselines with Litchfield reading on both ends, and then Panthers right in front of the visitors' bench, and then Catty Corner right in front of the student section, Panthers as well, with a big white L and a purple circle at midcourt. We're just about set for the starting lineups here. We got the national anthem coming, so we're going to step away for a quick second while they honor our nation. We'll take care of some business. Back to Simmons Gymnasium with the starting lineup right after these messages.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, like saving for the future. Bank and Trust Company has a variety of ways to help you plan for the financial road ahead, including savings accounts, IRAs, and CDs. Just ask which options are best for you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
At Westin Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At Westin, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at Westin Food Mart in Raymond.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or DuraSupreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts. Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield. High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Wide Variety Store in Coffeen. Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie. Harpole & White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro. And by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
And it was a beautiful rendition of the national anthem, courtesy of the Litchfield Tet Band here inside Simmons Gymnasium. The JV game tonight won by Litchfield 68-253. Let's give you the starting lineup for the varsity contest tonight. First for the visitors, the Panthers from Pena High School. They will go with Max Smith, a 6-foot senior. He is the younger brother of Pena star Frank. Mitchell Byers, a 6'3 junior. Philip Arnold, a 6'1 senior. Lucas Roachkiss, a 6'1 senior. And Jared McMillan, a 6'3 junior for head coach Gary Boker in his 12th season. It'll be Schmidt, Byers, Arnold, Roachkiss, and McMillan. Pena comes in with a record of 2-1 on the young season. For the homestanding Litchfield Purple Panthers and their head coach Andy Kassenbaum in his fourth season at the helm, he will go with T.J. Stokes, a 5'11 junior. Mitch Wilkinson, a 6'2 junior. Alex Hull, the outstanding 6'1 freshman. Craig Johns, a 6'3 senior. And Dale Valentine, a 6'3 junior for head coach Andy Kassenbaum, assisted by Pat Rintz and Neil Holderreed. It'll be Stokes, Wilkinson, Hull, Johns, and Valentine. Litchfield 6-1 on the year. This should be an outstanding South Central matchup. And when we're done here, we're going to ship you off to North Mac High School, where tonight North Mac will play host to Pawnee. That is game number 2 of our WSMI doubleheader. One more break. When we come back, we've got the tap between Litchfield and Pena. Next.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Pena in the road blues tonight with the orange numerals trimmed out in the white. Litchfield in the home whites trimmed out in the purple. with the purple numerals. Jared McMillan to jump for Pena. Craig Johns to jump for Litchfield. Here we go. South Central basketball on a Friday night. The tap won by Johns and Litchfield, and they will control first. Off to Stokes. Into the front court comes TJ. Wears a black sleeve on the right arm. Bounce field on the baseline to Valentine. Dale will fire. Off the mark, no good. And we've got a whistle and foul, and it's going to go on Pena on the rebound. Team's first foul. They will get the personal on Philip Arnold, his first. Fighting for rebound position. Baseline out of bounds, and it goes to Valentine. Dale goes right up, had it blocked out of there by McMillan. Dale got it back. In the right corner goes to Stokes. Now TJ on the attack, pulls up from the foul line, around and down for TJ Stokes. And the game's first bucket belongs to the Purple Panthers. Into the front court quickly come the Pena Panthers with Roach Kid. Panthers and the Panthers here tonight. Litchfield hosting Pena. Early 2-0 lead for Litchfield. Panthers of Litchfield come out in a 2-3 zone piece. Pena gets it inside. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball situation as Johns was tied up down there with the Pena player, Jared McMillan. Possession error will keep it with Pena. 7-14 for the opening quarter of play. For all the scores tomorrow, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 right here on FM 106. And Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:05 on FM 106. On the baseline, it goes to Byers. He brings it back up. Now we're up top in the high post it goes. They dump it in the middle of the lane to Byers. Mitchell leaves it off for a Roach kick. Left wing it goes to Schmidt. Back up now to Arnold between the circles. On the right side it goes to Roach kick. Leaves it on the baseline, and it's put home there by Philip Arnold as Pena had a nice patient possession there. Works the ball around the zone and got a good look. Here's Johns attacking quickly off the glass on the right side. Craig Johns. And a phenomenal athlete. We saw that on the football field this fall. He gives Litchfield a 4-2 lead. Full court pressure. Pena handles. Here comes Arnold. Leaves it. Three ball. Too strong that time from Roachkiss. Rebound out of bounds off Litchfield and Craig Johns. It'll belong to Pena. Quick substitution for Gary Booker and Pena. David Kirkbride into the contest and Mitchell Byers will head out. 6:27 to play in the opening quarter. A 4-2 Litchfield lead over Pena. Baseline trigger for Arnold. Looking, his pass is stolen. Stolen away by Litchfield and Alex Hull, the freshman. In the front court, quickly it comes to Stokes. On the block to Wilkinson. Mitch will baseline spin, miss it, got it back. Leaves it on the bounce feed now to Stokes behind the arc. TJ off to Hull. Here comes Alex Hull, the freshman. On the baseline to Mitch Wilkinson. Mitch spins, got tripped up, somehow got it off to John. Craig will spin from the baseline around and out, and the rebound pulled down by Pena and McMillan. Jared quickly into the front court, and he is fouled on the attack. The ball went in, but that's a foul on the floor. Litchfield's first team foul. They will get the personal foul on Alex Hull, his first. 2 minutes, 3 seconds gone by in the opening quarter of play. Doubleheader night here on WSMI, Pawnee and North Mac to follow. Between the circles, it goes to Schmidt, Max Schmidt. Trying to get inside that 2-3 zone. Off it goes left wing now to Arnold. Phillips attacks off the window. No. Valentine, good rotation there to force a tough look. Pena maintains possession. Rebound was tracked down on the right corner by Roach Kitt. Back comes Pena. Ball missed in there inside. Point blank by Arnold. Back tap to Schmitz and Max put it home. Second opportunity for Pena that time and they capitalize. We're tied at 4. 5.5 minutes to play opening quarter. Nice look from Stokes, but a little bit too tall for Mitch Wilkinson and Litchfield's first turnover. Say good look. I like the idea. Pass may have been a bit too hard. 5:20 for the opening quarter. Litchfield more three-quarters court pressure now as McMillan will take his time. Now he leaves it for Schmitz into the front court. Here comes McMillan, right side of the key, leaves it off for Arnold. Phillips going to fire. Had it partially blocked out there by Mitch Wilkinson. And looks like we have a foul underneath on Pena on the rebound. Second team foul on Pena, and they will get the personal foul on Jared McMillan. That will be his first. Baseline trigger for Litchfield, and they throw it away. Mitch Wilkinson that time tried to find TJ Stokes in the far baseline on the stage side, and he just threw it basically out of bounds for Litchfield's second turnover. TJ Stokes never really had an opportunity to catch that basketball. 5:05 for the opening quarter. Litchfield and Pena. For Pena, only their fourth game of the year following that deep playoff run. course, the football playoffs is what I speak of there. Here comes Arnold in the front court, leads it for McMillan. Jarrett spins off to Smith, baseline Jay, put home by Pena as David Kirkbride, the first man off the bench, puts it home, and he gives Pena their first lead of the night at 6-4. Here's Stokes, works against that full court pressure into the front court now. TJ with 4.5 for the opening quarter with the left hand bounce in front of the Pena bench off to Alex Hull now. Alex, the freshman, spins. The southpaw will rise up, hit on the release, and Alex Hull will be to the foul line for a couple of tosses. Smooth-looking freshman, Alex Hull. And if you're a freshman starting varsity, your talent pretty much speaks for itself. They will get the personal on Roach Kiss, his first, team third. The lefty Hull to the charity stripe. His first foul shot is on the way, around and out for Alex. Well, you know what I say, a lefty never misses two free throws in a row. Now the southpaw will put my theory to the test. Second toss is around and down. It holds true. Alex gets one out of two, and it's a 6-5 Pena lead. Panthers broke the pressure easily, and now it's thrown away by Roachkiss. Officials say it was tipped. Litchfield disagrees, but does not matter what Litchfield thinks. The officials have the only opinion that matters on the floor. It'll be Pena basketball. McMillan is out, and it looks like, let's see who checked back in for Pena. Inbounds pass, stolen away, turned over. Arnold back on the floor. Check that, Arnold was on the floor. It's Byers back on the floor for Pena. We've got a foul on the Panthers. That's four personal fouls on Pena, or 14 fouls, excuse me, on Pena. That'll be the first personal on Max Schmidt. Baseline trigger for Litchfield. Mitch Wilkinson will get it into Valentine. Dale, he's been at least a two-year, maybe three-year varsity starter. John stripped on the release up, and we've got a foul coming out on Litchfield underneath their own hoop. I can't remember right now if Dale started as a freshman. He certainly played, I believe, as a freshman. Highly skilled big man is Dale Valentine at 6'3". Nice wide body on the inside, but he's got a good soft touch and good hand. A one-point Pena lead. Arnold breaks the pressure, leaves it for Byers. Pena trying to work against the 2-3 zone peak. Schmitz up top left side of the key, leaves it for Kirkbride. On the baseline it goes. It's deflected out, and it'll belong to Litchfield. Pena's third turnover. So three turnovers and four fouls. 4 minutes and 10 seconds into the game for Pena. And Gary Boker going back to the bench. Garrett Claxon is in, and Avery Roebuck also into the contest as Arnold and Roachkiss will head out. Litchfield has yet to make a substitution. They roll with their starting five. 3:45 for the opening quarter. Hull into the front court. Good-looking freshman Alex Hull. Wears 24 for Litchfield. Bounce pass. Oh, nice. Looks at John. Tough catch for Craig. Off the window. Missed it. Rebound tapped around by Wilkinson. Can't corral it. And it's picked up by Pena and Mitchell Byers. Here comes Kirkbride. He traveled. Tried to stop on the fly. Air brakes weren't working as well as they needed to be. And that'll be the fourth turnover on Pena. Here in the early stages, Pena looks like a team that has played three games and made a deep football playoff run. They just look a little quick right now, a little unsettled is Pena. But they have a one-point lead at 6-5. Here comes Stokes attacking. Wild shot. It got it to go home. A flying finger roll as he took off from the volleyball line and got it to go. A 7-6 Litchfield lead. Trapped there was Roebuck, just got it across the timeline. He picked up his dribble one step across midcourt. That was a dangerous position for Pena there. They've got the basketball down a point, 5 minutes gone, opening quarter. Here's Schmidt. In the corner it goes now. Good job by the Panthers of Litchfield to close out and take away the three. Now the pass is deflected out, and it'll belong to Pena. They will sideline trigger right in front of the Litchfield student section. Schmidt takes the basketball into the backcourt to make the catch. Now he's into the front court. He can go into the backcourt to retrieve an out-of-bounds pass. 2:45 for the opening quarter. Welcome those of you listening online tonight through Network One Sports, our live stream, available at WSMIRadio.com. Give the bucket to Mitchell Byers on the putback, point-blank range on the follow, and it's an 8-7 Pena lead. Back and forth we go, opening quarter, 2.5 minutes to play. The live stream is available at WSMIRadio.com. We also have podcasts available of all of our high school sporting events. Those are free at WSMIRadio.com. They try to lob it up to Valentine. Ill-advised decision there. Painter was ready for it. Now the Painter Panthers give it right back to Litchfield. Oh, Stokes almost carried it, but he picked up the dribble just in time. Now he turns it over anyway. Here comes Painter. Now it's poked away by Kirkbride, or from Kirkbride by Stokes. Picked up by TJ, and he is fouled at the foul line. We will get a personal here on Alan Klein, who just checked in. That will be his first, team fifth, already on Pena. Baseline trigger for Litchfield. Mitch Wilkinson looks, gets it in, and we've got a whistle and foul, another foul on Pena. That is now six team fouls on Pena, and it'll be bonus the rest of the half for Litchfield. That personal on Garrett Claxton. No Pena Panther has more than one, but six have at least one. Here's Valentine. Stokes. Corner three. Got it. TJ Stokes buries the right wing triple. He's got seven of the Litchfield ten. Back comes Pena quickly. Here's Kirkbride. He will fire off the heel too strong. Rebound tapped out. Picked up by Hull. Here comes Dallas. He'll slow it up into the front court. Skips to TJ. Stokes on the dribble. Top of the key. Picks up the bounce after he's cut off. Here's Wilkinson. Quick dribble drive, baseline, and he draws contact, and the seventh team foul coming on Pena. 10-8, Litchfield with the lead, and to the free throw line, Mitch Wilkinson. The personal this time will go on David Kirkbride. So still, no Pena Panther with more than one foul. Mitch's toss is off the back rim, too strong. He kind of puts his hands behind his head as to, ugh, can't believe I did that. Substitution, Tim Osborne, a 6'2 junior in for Litchfield. He will replace Craig John. 107 seconds for the opening quarter. Mitch caught one out of two. That puppy hung on the right side of the rim and had the proper English to spin home. An 11-8 Litchfield lead, a 140 for the opening quarter. A lot of turnovers, a lot of fouls for Pena. And another turnover, a travel. An unforced error that time by Garrett Claxton. He was not pressured out near midcourt and just shuffled his feet. That is now six turnovers on Pena to go with seven team fouls. Litchfield will be in the bonus the rest of the half. We'll see how Litchfield takes advantage. Here's Valentine off the penetration from Stokes. Dave cut up the baseline. Oh, nice spin move to the baseline by Dale Valentine. His first bucket tonight. What a pretty move from Dale. 80 seconds for the first half. Litchfield has stretched their lead to five. Here's Klein in the right corner, leaves it for McMillan, who's back in. Jared, bounce feet across, the floor it goes. Into the left corner, three ball on the way, and it's good for Mitchell Byers. His first triple tonight, he's got five in the quarter. A two-point Litchfield lead, final minute of the first period. Here comes Alex Hull into the front court. Once baseline, tough shot for the lefty, overshot it, and they'll get him with a foul now as he came in underneath Mitchell Byers and picked up the personal. That's two on the freshman, Alex Hull, and that was definitely a freshman foul right there. How often do you see it, though? You miss a shot on one end, and out of frustration, you just hack whoever got the rebound, and that's what Alex did right there. So Hull will sit with his second personal foul. Adam Donahoe, a 5'11 senior, checks into the contest. Full court pressure. McMillan, a good catch in traffic. He leaves it for Roach Kiss. The reverse layup is good for Lucas. His first bucket tonight. We are knotted at 13. Five unanswered from Pena. Here comes Stokes. TJ. Nice bounce feed. Valentine. Yes. The layup was good. All set up by the penetration of TJ Stokes. Very unselfish there. 25 seconds for the quarter. And we've got a travel. Trapped in the corner that time was Mitchell Byers. And as he was trying to pass out, he shuffled the feet. Seven first quarter turnovers for Pena. But they find themselves down only two. Stokes in the backcourt. He will walk the ball across the timeline. 18 seconds for the quarter. Into the front court, Stokes. Man-to-man defense from Pena as Stokes passes deflected out by Roachkiss. It'll belong to Litchfield, the sideline trigger. Coach Gary Boker is going to get a man to the scorer's table. That's David Kirkbride. Kirkbride will replace Jared McMillan. And another substitution. Alan Klein back in. And Lucas Roachkiss out for Pena. Mitch Wilkinson on the block to Valentine. Had it poked away, gets it back. Now he's going to turn and fake. Kicks it out. Three ball from Donahoe, short. And the rebound with 5 seconds belongs to Byers. Mitchell, he's going to float it up from 17 at the horn. Back rimmed it to tap. No. And after 8 minutes of play, it is Litchfield 15. Haina 13. You're listening to boys high school basketball action on America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnival. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnival.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Haina, and Greenville.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Back to second quarter action. Litchfield got us a start and a quick turnover for the Purple Panthers. And now a foul on Litchfield. They will get Alex Hall. He was just back into the contest, and he has now picked up personal foul number three. The freshman, the good-looking freshman, has made a couple of silly fouls here in the last minute or so, and he's now got three personals. He will stay in the ballgame. He's at the point of the 2-3 zone along with Adam Donahoe. And as the Haina Panthers make an entry pass into the post, we've got a foul coming out on Litchfield. Looks like they're going to get Dale Valentine. Dale doesn't necessarily agree with the call. He kind of playfully jogs over in front of his bench and talks to head coach Andy Kassenbaum. That's the second on Dale Valentine. Excuse me. Who on Valentine? So five team fouls on Litchfield. The problem is, though, three on Hull, two on Valentine. Conversely, for Pena, they've committed 17 fouls, but no Panther has more than one. On the attack, around and out from Philip Arnold. Ball is tapped out. Last touch by Pena. It'll belong to Litchfield. Both clubs played on Tuesday night. Pena defeated Shelbyville 53-34. And in a game you heard on FM 106, it was Litchfield defeating Southwestern 60-34. Just underway, second quarter. A two-point Litchfield lead. They have the basketball. John attacks, hangs, and hits. Craig Johns, a nice athletic move. He has his second field goal and a four-point lead. McMillan right back at you, up and down for the easy do. He broke the pressure easily, unattended down the right side of the floor. That will make Coach Andy Kassenbaum very happy. 6:53 for the first half of play. A 17-15 Panther advantage. And we've got a foul coming on Litchfield, or they get a travel first. They got the travel first. So Stokes traveled before the foul was committed. I think now we're going to get two of the officials to converse, and yes, they will call a travel on Stokes before the personal. Haina basketball out of bounds. Full court pressure from Litchfield. Haina will take their time. Middle of the floor pass tipped, picked off by John. Right idea from Pena that time. They tried to get it to the middle of the floor. Stokes will trigger a three, back rimmed it. Rebound belongs to Litchfield and Tim Osborne. Good hard board from Osborne. He got tied up underneath, and possession will give it over to Pena. That will go down as a seventh turnover on Litchfield. 6:33 for the first half. This is game one of two tonight on WSMI. We will have Pawnee at North Mac when we're done here from Litchfield High School. Here's a pull-up, Jay. Oh, nice shot from Mitchell Byers. A tough 15-foot Jay. He's got seven. Coach Andy Kassenbaum wants a quick timeout. 6:21 for the first half. Litchfield and Pena tied at 17. There's always something new and tasty on Denny's 2-4-6-8 value menu. 16 items, including five new choices. There's always something for everyone, from the buzzed-about fried cheese melt to their popular new nacho salad. Ginny, 2468 value menu. Right on the money, all day, every day. Ginny's in Litchfield. This has been a good ball game, back and forth, and we knew it would be coming in. Hayna, historically a very good program, but off to a bit of a slower start this year, if nothing else, just to the fact that they didn't have as much preseason practice time as they're accustomed to with the deep football playoff run earlier in the fall. But Hayna looking like Hayna. They're normally a fundamentally sound team under head coach Gary Boker, and a physical team as well. We've seen a lot of turnovers, more turnovers than you're accustomed to from Hayna tonight, but I think a lot of that has to do with the lack of playing they've had thus far in the season. Stokes will trigger a three, too strong. Offensive rebound to John. Craig, finger roll, got it. 6 points for Craig Johns, and now we've got a whistle after the play, and it's going to be on Mitch Wilkinson, it looks like. They're going to get him for an elbow after the fact. The bucket will count, but a personal foul on Mitch Wilkinson. That is his first, team's sixth. Now both clubs in the bonus the rest of the half. 6 minutes to play until reset. On the attack, Arnold lost the bounce, somehow saved it on the baseline, got it to Schmitz, who was rejected. Count it, and the foul for Pena. Off the loose ball, it was Mitchell Byers who picked it up. Mitchell now with nine. Count the bucket. The personal foul on Craig Johns, his first, team seven. Byers' free throw is good. The old-fashioned three-point play for Mitchell Byers, the 6'3 junior, and Pena back in front, 20-19. Litchfield will be zoned all night. Pena will be man-to-man all night. Trapped in the corner, able to get it off, was Stokes. Leaves it for Osborne, had it stripped on the attack to the rim. Here comes Pena in a hurry. The other way, McMillan, left-hand layup, missed it. Rebound to Arnold. He is stripped. Check that, Roach Kiss with the rebound. He was stripped and fouled for Mitch Wilkinson. That will be personal foul number two and the eighth on the team. As much as Pena fouled in the first quarter, Litchfield has done the exact same thing here in the second quarter. A couple of substitutions coming now for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Ian Robinson, a 5'11 junior, into the contest. And Grossenheider is in for Litchfield as well. Free throw, no good. And the rebound belongs to Litchfield. Now the ball is deflected out as Rochkiss missed the front end of the 1-1. 5 minutes, 17 seconds for the first half of play. Full court pressure. Robinson looking, gets it in to Johns finally at about the four count. And now we've got a whistle and foul in the backcourt as that will go on Hayna, and they will get the personal on Philip Arnold. That will be his second. So finally, Pena has a player with a second personal foul after seven separate Pena Panthers picked up one. That's now the 18th foul. Zach Grossenheider, the 6-foot sophomore, is also into the lineup. Free throw missed by Johns as he missed the front end. Rebound knocked out, however, by Pena. It'll belong to Litchfield. Zach Grossenheider not on the initial varsity roster, but he is in the ballgame now. Good-looking sophomore for Litchfield. Stokes with a catch right on the timeline, and it's going to be deflected out by Pena. Litchfield fortunate to maintain there as Stokes left his feet in the front court. When he came down, he was right on the line, and he knew he had to get the basketball away. As he did so, deflected out by Pena. 5 minutes for the first half. Here come the Litchfield Purple Panthers with Zach Grossenheider. On the left wing to Robinson now. Ian Robinson. Back it goes to Stokes. Good ball game so far. Back and forth we've gone. And in front at the moment, 20-19. Up top to Osborne. Tim Osborne leaves it off now for Stokes. TJ to Robinson, who works the baseline. Ian off the window, missed it. Got it back, blocked. Rebound loose, picked up by John. Craig, spin. Grossenheider for three, missed it. And the rebound finally corralled by Pena and David Kirkbride. Ahead quickly to McMillan on the left baseline, cut off. Finds a wide open Smith in the heart of the lane, and Max knocks it down from about 12 feet out. A three-point Pena lead, their biggest lead. Here comes Stokes. Circus shot, missed it. from the left side. He tried a right-handed layup with his body facing the other direction and almost got it to go. Halfway through the second quarter, a second quarter that has belonged to Pena. McMillan, trouble with it, kind of batted it around volleyball style to Kirkbride, and his release from the right corner is no good. Brought out of there by Litchfield. Litchfield led 15-13 after one. Now Pena in front 22-19 halfway through the second quarter. Pena really overplaying the passing lane. And head coach Gary Boker wants a timeout. 3 minutes, 48 seconds for the first half. Pena 22, Litchfield 19. Back to Simmons Gymnasium in 40 seconds.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
Madison Communications is spreading the cheer this holiday season with free activations on all new services added now through December 21st. And when you add Madison's new digital phone service, you can also receive free custom installation, plus free equipment. Keep your same phone number and enjoy unlimited local and long-distance calling. To order, call 1-800-422-4848.
WSMI FM 106.1.
It's the first of two games tonight on WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville. After we're done here from Simmons Gymnasium, we will ship you off to North Mac High School as tonight the Panthers will entertain the Pawnee Indians. So three Panthers on the radio tonight out of 14. Stokes will fire a long three, overshot it all, and the rebound belongs to Byers for Pena. Ahead quickly to McMillan. He lost it, slipped right out of his hands, got it back. And now on the attack, we'll get a jump ball as Robinson, Ian Robinson, the 5'11 junior, did a good job to tie McMillan up. That'll give it back to Litchfield. That'll be the ninth turnover on Pena. Full court pressure from Pena. 3.5 minutes for the first half, a three-point Pena lead, and a reach-in foul, silly foul by Max Schmidt. He was basically at his own foul line, a silly reach-in, and it's bonus for Litchfield. Purple Panthers have been in the bonus the entire second quarter, but have shot only one toss. Avery Roebuck, a 5'10 junior in, Schmidt's out after picking up his second personal. DJ Stokes, the 5'11 junior, free throw is good. Stokes with 8 points, his first point here in the quarter. That draws Litchfield back to within a deuce. Litchfield was 2 of 4 from the foul line in the first as Stokes is around and out with the second toss. Here comes McMillan down the right side, cut off nicely by Robinson. On the attack now, Roachkiss. He has it stripped away, last touch by Litchfield. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Pena. David Kirkbride will trigger. He will stand on the E in Litchfield off the baseline. Lobs it to McMillan. Jared goes up, had a double clutch it, got it back, reversed it, no, and Osborne with the board. Nice move that time from McMillan, just couldn't finish. 3 minutes to play, first half, a two-point Pena lead over Litchfield. Here comes Stokes, picked up the bounce, needs some help. Off to Robinson, and we've got a push out front by Avery Roebuck. That is his first double bonus now for Litchfield. Not a wise decision that time from Avery. Two shots coming for TJ Stokes. He just knocked down one out of two moments ago. His free throw rattles home. TJ, two out of three from the line tonight. He's also hit a triple. He has 9 points. Second toss, around and down. TJ Stokes, the first man tonight in double digits for Litchfield. We are tied at 22. Dangerous pass there. It's over and back. Roebuck, again, was in the coffin corner there. One bounce across the midcourt stripe. And as he tried to hit Mitchell Byers, Mitchell had not established himself in the front court. That'll be a turnover. Number 10 on Pena. Robinson will trigger right in front of the scorer's table. And it goes to the backcourt, TJ Stokes. He will work on Roebuck. TJ cut off between the circles, crosses over. Good job by Roebuck to move his feet and cut him off. TJ, bounce feet across to Osborne now, out behind the arc. Tim Osborne to Robinson. Ian, little ball fake, leaves it for Johns now. Craig Johns skips the corner to to Stokes. TJ open three, missed it. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Johns. Craig Johns, what an athlete he is. And a double dribble on Craig Johns. His ninth, or check that, the team's ninth turnover. 2 minutes, 22 seconds for the first half of play. We are tied at 22. And it's 2-1 on the year. Litchfield 6-1 on the year. Here comes McMillan, attacks the baseline. Leaves it. Shot is off the mark, too strong from Roachkiss, cleared out by John. Alex Hull picked up three fouls basically in the first quarter with his third personal coming just seconds into the second quarter. He's the outstanding freshman for Litchfield. Stokes, the floater, got it. A dozen for TJ Stokes, a nice floater from about 10 feet out. McMillan right back at you, too strong, and the rebound to Litchfield and Osborne. Tim quickly ahead to Stokes. TJ across the Grossenheider. Zach on the dribble drive will put it up. Missed it. Robinson with the rebound blocked out of there, and Ian Robinson was fouled. Two shots coming for Ian. They will get the personal foul on Tana's Mitchell Byers. For Mitchell, his first. Nine different Pana Panthers have committed a foul here in the first half. Robinson's free throw touches all the iron and kicks out. Garrett Claxton back in. He will replace Avery Roebuck. Nine separate players with a foul in the first half. That doesn't happen every night. Robinson's second toss rims out. Ian goes 0 for 2. And a two-point lead for Litchfield. Here comes Pana. A three ball on the way. Good. Buried in the right corner by Lucas Roachkiss, and the Pana Panthers back in front, 25-24. 80 seconds for the first half. Stokes will take his time. Now he dribbles into the front court. Picked up man-to-man there by Claxton. Here's Tim Osborne off the right side of the key. Up top to Robinson now. Ian leaves it for John. Dale Valentine's been on the bench most of this quarter after picking up his second personal foul. Johns turned it over. Tenth turnover on Litchfield ahead. Quickly, Roachkiss, count it, and the foul. Lucas Roachkiss off the left window got it to go, and he was hit on the release. Count the bucket. Personal foul on Litchfield. They will get Craig Johns with his second personal. So Johns is out. Looks like Mason Steffens has checked in, a 6'2 sophomore. Old-fashioned three-point play converted by Roachkiss. He's got eight. It's up to a four-point Pana lead, 52 seconds for the first half. But Pana's made some quick runs here tonight. They were down five, erased that quickly. They were losing here and have quickly turned it into a four-point lead. Here's Osborne, top of the key, leaves it for Stokes. Off the right wing, TJ attacks, gets it off the window. He was fouled. He'll get two shots regardless. It's double bonus for Pana. Coach Andy Kassenbaum probably will feel pretty good about this first half. They can get the final 36 seconds of the first half down here without much change in the score. Free throw is good for Stokes. He's now got a baker's dozen in the first half. When you consider two of his starters, Alex Hull and Dale Valentine, have basically been on the bench for half of the opening half of play. Stokes gets both. He's got 14. He's been attacking the rim. A 28-26 Pana lead. Here comes the Roachkiss. Lost it on the way up. Picked up by Osborne. Panthers can tie or take the lead. Grossenheider, the layup is good. Off a beautiful look that time. A beautiful look. Leave it with Stokes with the look. Tied at 28. 13 seconds for the half. Back comes Pana. McMillan off the window. Missed it. Rebound belongs to Litchfield with eight. Here comes Zach Grossenheider with six. Leaves it for Stokes with three. Into the front court. And he's fouled. Fouled with 1.5 seconds to play in the half. Double bonus for Litchfield. Three personals now on Garrett Claxton. Do not want to foul in that situation. Free throw is no good for TJ. He had made his last two. Missed there. Eric Donahoe will check in. Ian Robinson heads out. He gets a nice ovation from the bench there. He gave Coach Andy Kassenbaum some good minutes. Stokes free throw, good. Gets one out of two, a one-point Litchfield lead. Roachkiss That's good if it goes from three-quarters court. It will not. What a game here at Simmons Gymnasium. Back in fourth we go through two quarters. It is Litchfield, 29. Hanna, 28. It's game one of two tonight on WSMI. Coming up next, we will have Pawnee at North Mac. That game will immediately follow the conclusion here from Simmons Gymnasium at the half. Litchfield, 29. Hanna, 28. You're listening to boys high school basketball on America's high school sports leader, 106.1 WSMI.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse Geocomfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a Geocomfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a Geocomfort system. Live comfortably.
Hi, this is Don Redeker with Sloan Implement Vandalia. Tax season is here. Take advantage of our present tax laws and keep some of your hard-earned income. Contact Sloan Implement for any equipment changes that you may need. That's Sloan Implement at Carlinville or our new location in Vandalia.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, dump truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Allman Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Roby Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon is the place to go for all your holiday needs. Find Hallmark cards, box cards, and more at Save More Pharmacy. Plus, Save More's one-hour film development center and Sony Picture Station are ready for all your pictures, regular and digital. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the north side of the Square in Verdon.
Farmer-owned Prairie Farms Eggnog is back in your grocer's dairy case for the holidays. Made with fresh eggs and the freshest milk. To make your eggnog even more special, whip some farmer-owned Prairie Farms cream. Gently fold it into the cold eggnog and top with a sprinkle of nutmeg or cinnamon. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751. America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
And welcome back inside Simmons Gymnasium at the half of game number one of our WSMI doubleheader. It is Litchfield leading Hanna 29-28. The Purple Panthers led 15-13 after one quarter, and they were outscored in the second quarter 15-14 by Hanna for their one-point halftime lead. Looking at the individual totals first for the visitors tonight, the Hanna Panthers, they were paced in that first half by Mitchell Byers. He scored 10 in the first half. Lucas Roachkiss had 8, 6 of those coming in the second quarter that really spurred Hanna late in that second quarter. It was Max Schmitz with 4 points in the first half, then 2 points apiece for David Kirkbride, Philip Arnold, and Jared McMillan. In that first half, I had Hanna 2 out of 3 from the foul line, all 3 attempts coming in the second quarter, and Hanna turned it over 11 times in the first half, but 7 of those were in the opening quarter of play. For Litchfield, they were led in that first half by T.J. Stokes. 15 first-half points for T.J. Very aggressive off the bounce, though. He is 6 of 8 from the foul line. All of those attempts coming in the second quarter. And remember, Litchfield was in the bonus the entire second quarter. So a good job by the point guard, T.J. Stokes, of recognizing the game situation and attacking the 10. He leads all scorers in the ballgame with his 15 points. Craig Johns has 6 for Litchfield. Dale Valentine with 4 for the Purple Panthers. 2 points for Zach Grossenheider, and then 1 point apiece for Mitch Wilkinson and Alex Hull. Kind of a strange first half in the regard that Hanna had so many fouls in that first quarter. They were in the bonus with a minute to go in the opening quarter, but they weren't in any foul trouble because no Pena Panther had committed more than one personal foul. But Litchfield, they are in some foul trouble as Mitch Wilkinson, Craig Johns, and Dale Valentine each have two fouls, and Alex Paul, the outstanding freshman, picked up three fouls in basically the first quarter of play. That'll be something for Coach Andy Kassenbaum to keep an eye on as the ball game moves on here tonight. So Litchfield leading 29-28 at the half. Remember, game two of our doubleheader tonight should also be an outstanding contest as Pawnee will travel to North Mac to take on the Panthers. That broadcast will follow us here from Simmons Gymnasium on WUSMI. And remember, all of our high school sporting events are streamed online. You can get the live stream at WUSMIRadio.com. It's Litchfield leading Pena 29-28 at the half. We're going to take a break. Back to Simmons Gymnasium following these important messages from our sponsors.
Ladies, this might be the most important commercial you hear all season. Stop by your local McKay Napa store and pick up a gift that your man will really use. This season we have great Christmas deals on tool sets, all types and sizes, air compressors, bed liner kits, car vices, and we have many, many more great gift ideas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Mize back with you here at Litchfield High School. We are getting set for the third quarter. Litchfield is a one-point advantage, 29-28. The Grand Slam, America's favorite breakfast. Now you can build your own Grand Slam at Denny's in Litchfield. Pick any four items from their special list that includes better-for-you options. The Grand Slam, now just what you want. And don't forget to try the Grand Slamwich. Eggs, sausage, bacon, ham, mayonnaise, and cheese on potato bread grilled with a maple spice spread. Sure to be your new favorite. Breakfast served 24/7 only at Denny's in Litchfield. That was a fast halftime here at Litchfield High School tonight. Here we go. Live third quarter action coming at you on America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106. Pena gets the basketball to start. On the floor is Lucas Roachkiss, Matt Schmidt, Mitchell Byers. He will fire. Missed it. Also on the floor, Jared McMillan for Pena. Three ball on the way from Roachkiss. No. And on the rebound action, we've got a foul coming out on Litchfield. They will get Mitch Wilkinson first of the half, but that's going to be for Mitch Wilkinson. Personal foul number three. Here comes Pena on the inside. Arnold gets it to go. Phillip Arnold had the soft touch on the inside. He's got 4 points. So McMillan, Byers, Arnold, Roachkiss, and Schmitz on the floor for Pena to start. It's Stokes, Johns, Wilkinson, Hull, and Valentine, the original starting five for Coach Andy Kassenbaum and Litchfield. Pena leads 30-29. Here's Stokes off the right side of the key, right in front of the Litchfield bench. 60 seconds gone by in the third quarter. Here's Hull on the handoff. The southpaw will fire a three and got it. Alex Hull, the super freshman, buries the triple. He's got 4 points. That's his first field goal after foul trouble in the first half. Arnold comes right back, missed it from point-blank range. Nothing kind of hung up on the rim, and now Craig Johns just threw it right away. He was looking for Stokes up the near sideline. Alex Soul saying, hey, fella, I was right behind you. So a turnover for Litchfield. Johns will head out. Tim Osborne will check in. A 32-30 Litchfield lead. Alex Hull and Dale Valentine both back on the floor after seeing limited minutes in the first half due to the foul. Litchfield out in the 2-3 zone here to start the second half. Here's Arnold. Picked up the bounce, nearly stolen by Stokes. Got it off to Roachkiss, who finds Schmidt. In the corner goes now to Byers. Byers will leave it for Schmidt. Back across the floor it goes to Roachkiss. His pass tipped, stolen by Hull. Here comes Alex, racing. Puts it up and in. Contested shot that time from Alex Hull. That was a layup, but it was not an easy layup. Contact on the play, and he got it to go. What a play from the freshman. Haina off the mark, and Valentine with the rebound. Alex Hull did not look like a freshman on that move. Controlled bounce and a strong finish with contact off the right side. Remember, he's left-handed. 34-30. 5:45 for the half, or for the third quarter. Excuse me, Hull. Feeling it. He checks. Got it. Alex Hull with 8. 7 in the quarter, and the freshman is on fire to start the second half. A 6-point Litchfield lead. Pass carelessly thrown away by Pena, and Roachkiss now given right back by Litchfield. Arnold off the window, missed it. Rebound to Byers. Mitchell missed it, but he was fouled by Osborne. Second team foul of the half, and for Tim Osborne, that will be his first personal. That will send Mitchell Byers, the 6'3 junior, to the foul line. Mitchell led Payne in scoring in the first half with 10. Free throw good for Byers. So after Payne scored the first bucket of the half, 7 unanswered from Litchfield before the Byers free throw. He gets both tosses. Mitchell Byers with a dozen. A 4-point Litchfield lead, 5:20 for the third quarter. It's been the Alex Hull show here in the third. A 3, a tough driving layup in the mid-range. Jay off the bounce. Here's Stokes. He palmed it. He did. With the left-hand bounce working the left wing, he lost control of the dribble and palmed the basketball. That will be the 13th Litchfield turnover. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to play, third quarter. A 4-point Litchfield lead. Here's Arnold. He's trapped. Gets it off to McMillan, who finds Byers. Mitchell in an awkward position in the heart of the lane, got it off to McMillan, and now Valentine, I believe it's Valentine reaching in, or Wilkinson. It's Wilkinson. 4 on Mitch Wilkinson. Mitch Wilkinson not going to see a lot of minutes here tonight because of the foul trouble. He is quickly out. Ian Robinson back in, the 5'11 junior. Got to play smarter when you got 3 personals. A tick under 5 minutes. Wide open Roachkiss, corner 3 around and out. Rebound to Byers. No one blocked him out. Here's McMillan. Tough move. Up, under. Got it. Jared McMillan absorbed a lot of contact and put it home. And the lead down to 2. Game has gone back and forth the entire night. As the field to one of those games that might come down to the final possession. Oh, Valentine is rejected in there by McMillan. Now the ball loose. Robinson dives on the floor. He got hit in the mouth. And we've got a whistle finally, and we've got a foul, now a technical foul. They're going to get a technical foul on Dale Valentine, I believe, for slapping the floor in frustration. But Ian Robinson got popped right in the mouth, fighting for that loose ball. It was not intentional. It was unintentional, but doesn't take any of your pain away as Robinson checking the checklist to make sure they're all still attached. At the moment, he's not convinced. He will get some attendance there. So we've got a personal, I believe, on Valentine. And then did he get teed up as well? He did. So that will be another personal, and that'll be 4 on Dale Valentine. As of right now, the board says 3 personals on Valentine. It should be 4, though, because the technical will count as a personal. Referees getting this sorted out in front of the scorer's table. What a series right there. So the ball was loose on the floor. Robinson was down on the deck fighting for possession. He got popped in the mouth. He curled away from the play, holding his face. Play was still alive. That's when Valentine was whistled for the foul. He didn't agree and slapped the floor and got hit with the tech. That could be a big moment in the game. Mark it down, 4:28 to play in the third quarter. Could be a huge momentum swing. Byers got one out of two of the tosses. He's got 13 now. So Valentine got teed up to 4:28 mark. It was 36-34 Litchfield at the time. See if that proves to be a turning point. One out of two technical tosses for Byers. Here come the Pena Panthers on the attack. Mitchell Byers puts it home. He's got 15 now, and Pena has surged in front, 37-36. Ian Robinson still getting tended to on the Panther bench. He took a shot in the mouth on the baseline to Osborne. Tim will turn short, and the rebound to Mitchell Byers. Pena's got the momentum at the moment. Byers going to pull up for three. Got it. Mitchell Byers, 18 on the pull-up triple, and it's a four-point Pena lead. Danger time, it feels, for Litchfield at the moment. 3:40 for the quarter. Andy Kassebaum senses it as well. He wants a timeout. 3:42 to play in the third quarter. The Pena fans rise to their feet. Pena 40. Litchfield 36. Back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Demise back here at Simmons Gymnasium, and momentum's always a fickle thing, but it has quickly changed sides here tonight. Litchfield was leading 36-34. Then Robinson got hit in the face. Valentine got teed up. And the Panthers are reeling at the moment, down by four. Valentine's got four fouls. Robinson's got a bloody mouth over there. Here come the Panthers of Litchfield with the basketball. On the block it goes to John. Craig will attack, and he is fouled inside. Craig Johns will get two tosses. First team fouled the half on Pena. You think that was a point of talking there in the Pena locker room at halftime from Coach Gary Boker? Mitchell Byers picks up his second personal foul. Free throw around and out for Craig John. Right now, Pena doing the little things. Litchfield is not. 3 minutes, 33 seconds for the third quarter. The 40-36 lead, and we're going to get a violation on Litchfield. I think they're going to say Alex Cole walked inside the three-point barrier as the free throw shooter had the basketball. So that'll be Pena basketball. Three, Roach Kiss around and out. McMillan, the board, countered in the foul. Pena starting to control the glass tonight. Up to a six-point lead. Free throw coming for Jared McMillan. The momentum has turned big time after that sequence in front of the Litchfield bench. It was just good, hard-nosed basketball, but Litchfield has gotten the short end since. McMillan's free throw is good, the old-fashioned three-point play. Seven in the game for McMillan. Up to a seven-point lead for Pena. 3:15 for the third quarter. Valentine on the bench after picking up his third and fourth fouls in the same play. Now attacking John. Second team foul on Pena. Craig Johns back to the free throw line. They will get Mitchell Byers for Mitchell, his third. Craig Johns just missed the pair. He's 0 for 3 at the line tonight. Toss is around and down for Craig. He's now got 7. That makes it 43-37. Mitchell Byers out with the three personals. Phillip Arnold back in. Byers has had a big quarter with 8 points. Free throw good for Johns. So he gets both. He's got 8. The lead is 5. 3 minute mark, third quarter. Here comes Arnold. Leaves it off for Kirkbride, who finds Schmidt. Off the window, too strong. Rebound off to Stokes. TJ. Inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. 43-38. Pena with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. Here's TJ, top of the key, penetrating, and a hand check coming on Max Schmidt. That will be his third team foul. Pena went first half of the third quarter with no fouls, and they've been whistled for three quick ones here in the last 60 seconds or so. So Schmidt's out, and it'll be Avery Robeck back into the contest. So three apiece now for Byers, Schmidt, and Claxton. Here's Stokes off the left wing. 2:40 for the quarter. TJ on the attack. The floater from the baseline missed it. Rebound belongs to McMillan. He will bring it out himself into the front court. Leads the break. 3-on-2. Keeps it himself. Missed it. And we've got a blocking foul on Tim Osborne. Well, that was bang, bang for Osborne. They're going to say he slid underneath after McMillan had already left his feet. Looked like a good call there. For Osborne, it will be his third personal, already the seventh on Litchfield in the quarter. Free throw for McMillan is around and out. This is the third quarter for Litchfield, exactly like the first quarter for Pena. A lot of fouls. Bonus the rest of the way for Pena, and that's the problem if you're trying to make up a little deficit. McMillan missed both tosses. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Litchfield. Ahead quickly, Robinson beat everybody down the floor. Off the window, it's good. Ian Robinson has his first bucket tonight. Good hustle by Robinson running the floor, and he was rewarded with the easy do. Down to a three-point game. 2:10 for the third quarter. Tipped and stolen by the freshman Alex Hull. The long arms of Alex got into the passing lane and took it away. Litchfield can pull within a point, maybe tie with a triple. Here's Hull, right side, wants baseline. Drive, layup, yes. Alex Hull, what a freshman, folks. He's got 10 now. Gary Boker wants a timeout. It's Pena 43, Litchfield 42. Here come the Purple Panthers, $1.54 for the third quarter. Don't forget, game two of our doubleheader, Pawnee and North Mac next here on FM 106. Back to Simmons after these messages.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
UJ's Corner convenience stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis, open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, it was an abnormally warm day across Mid-Illinois today. We saw temperatures in the 50s, and this game has been hotly contested tonight. We've gone back and forth the entire way, and it's right now a one-point spread. Pena with the lead, 43-42 with the basketball. Not much longer, though. Alex Hull sneaks in behind and steals it. Back-to-back possessions with steals for Alex Hull. Well, he's had himself a second half after being limited in the first half with fouls. Here comes Stokes on the dribble drive. He is fouled on the baseline. No. Yes, he was. No, we're going to get an illegal screen on Ian Robinson of Litchfield. They're going to say he was moving down there on the baseline, setting the screen. That'll be his first 8th team foul. You do not shoot free throws on offensive fouls such as that, whether it be a charge or a moving screen. Oh, wide open underneath. Roach kiss. Got it off the window. It's good. Lucas Roach kiss. Good strong finish off the left side. Back to a 3-point advantage. 1:15 for the third quarter. Litchfield led by a deuce after one, by a single point at the half. They now trail by three. Stokes blocked in there by McMillan. What a block by Jared McMillan. Stokes, ball fakes a three for the tie short. Rebound on the floor to Hull. Alex puts it up. A lot of contact there. No call as Hull hit the deck. And now we've got a hip check coming out on Mason Steffens. Litchfield wanted a foul there. For Steffens, that'll be his first, and it will be free throws now. On the Steffens foul. Still one in bonus. That was the 9th team foul on Litchfield. Philip Arnold, a 6'1 senior, to the foul line. To the scorer's table, Garrett Claxton for Pena. Looks like he will come in for the shooter. Front end for Arnold. Toss up. Toss is good. 5 points for Arnold. Makes it a 46-42 Payne lead. Dale Valentine is on the bench with four personals. Picked up his third personal, then was teed up after he slapped the floor. Around and out. Rebound belongs to Stephen. Into the hands of Stokes now. The junior point guard for Coach Andy Kassenbaum and the Purple Panthers. Into the front court. Here's Alex Hull in the right corner. He wants to bounce, pulls back, now leaves it for John. Craig thought about a three, decides against that. Bounced it once, on the block it goes to Stephen. Tried to hand it off to John, ill-advised and stolen away. 14 Litchfield turnovers. Half a minute from the third quarter. A third quarter controlled by Pena. Big momentum swing came at the 4:28 mark with that Valentine tee. Litchfield led by two at that time. They're down by four. Here's Arnold, part of the lane, puts it up and in. Phillip Arnold with seven, and with 10 seconds to play in the quarter, I believe the biggest lead of the night for Pena at 6 points, 48-42. Here's Hull. Leads for Stokes. That's good if it goes at the horn. No. Hull at the buzzer, tried to tip, couldn't get it. And after three quarters of play, the Pena Panthers have taken the lead, 48-42. Back with the money quarter from Simmons Gymnasium following these messages.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir with Shipman Elevator Company. Fall is a great time for soil sampling to take inventory of nutrient levels in your soil. We then can give you a tailor-made recommendation to maximize yields on each field. Call Shipman Elevator for fall soil sampling on your farm. 618-729-9009.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment. Or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Mize back with you here at Litchfield High School. Litchfield will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They trail by six after leading most of the way. Valentine remains on the bench to start the fourth quarter with his four personal fouls. Robinson back in the ballgame. That's good to see after he took a shot in the mouth. That was kind of the beginning of the craziness there in that third quarter. Turned over by Litchfield. Johns tried to bounce and had, or lost control, I should say, out of bounds. 15 Litchfield turnovers. Stokes, Hull, Robinson, Johns, and on the floor also Osborne for Litchfield. Just underway, fourth quarter. Diapena wants to run a little clock now. They're being more patient than this offensive set than we've seen all night, it would appear. Looking to run a little three-man weave action up top and work some time off. On the left wing it goes to Roachkiss. He will drive. Cut off there by Johns. The shot, no good. Rebound to McMillan. Off the window, it's good. Nine for McMillan, and we've got a whistle after the play's over. Let's see what's going on here. Count the bucket. We've got a foul. What a bonus. The foul is on Litchfield. Count the bucket. It's good. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Craig John. So count the bucket. That was a non. They're saying the foul occurred after the bucket. So the bucket is good, and now we've got double bonus free throw action coming for Pena. It's like Avery Roebuck at the line. The lefty free throw is pure. Oh, big sequence here. Could be a 4-point trip for Pena. So this game is really swung on two plays. Free throw around and out, no good. Rebound belongs to Osborne. That play there, although it's not quite as bad now since it's not a 4-point sequence, and of course the play that got Valentine is fourth foul. Hull three ball off the mark, no good, and the rebound tracked down by Pena. Valentine still on the bench. Ripped away by Hull, can't maintain. It's out of bounds, belonging to Pena. Alex Soule, he's a good-looking freshman. Really a nice, rounded set of skills. 6:51 for the ball game. The 9-point Pena lead. And it goes to Arnold. Leaves it for Byers. Drive baseline. Tough baseline. Jay, count it for Mitchell Byers. He's got 20. Six and a half minutes for the ball game. The lead up to 11, the biggest lead of the night. Robinson for a three, no. Hold the offensive rebound, missed it, and corralled by Pena. And we've got a travel underneath as Arnold was double-teamed and trapped on the baseline. They're going to say Phillip Arnold shuffled his feet. Dale Valentine checks back in at the 6:27 mark of the fourth quarter. He sat down at the 4:28 mark of the third quarter after picking up his fourth personal. Here's Stokes. 4-3, short. Rebound. We've got a tie-up underneath as bodies hit the deck. Wilkinson and Arnold. And the good sportsmanship as Mitch helps him up. Possession error will give it to Pena. A 10-point Pena Panther lead. 53. Check that 11-point lead. 53-42. Here comes the Roach kick. Cut off the left baseline. He'll bring it back out now. Top of the key to Arnold. Phillip Arnold, the 6'1 senior, leaves for McMillan. He faces all, had it ripped away by Dale Valentine. Nice play by Dale, but a risky play with four personal fouls, but he got all ball. Here comes Stokes on the attack. Cut off. He's going to be doubled out front. Keeps the dribble alive. Now he cuts back. Leaves it in the corner. Hull swings it. Valentine for three. Overshot it. Rebound tracked down by Litchfield and Mitch Wilkinson. Litchfield needs a good possession. Stokes will fire a quick three. That's not what they're looking for there. Off the mark. Long rebound to Arnold. He will stop. Missed it. Rebound to Stokes. TJ in a hurry now the other way. And we've got a foul on Mitchell Byers. That's four on Mitchell Byers. Clock stops. 5:29 to play. Don't forget, we've got game two of our doubleheader coming up next. It's Pawnee and North Mac from North Mac High. We'll have the broadcast for you next here on FM 106. Got a timeout on the floor at 5:29 to play in the ballgame. It's Pena 53, Litchfield 42. Denny's is the place for kids. Their new kids menu is all about fueling up for fun with favorite items like chocolate chip and pancake and track and cheese. There's something for even the pickiest eater. And parents, remember, kids eat free Tuesday and Saturday night from 4 to 10 p.m. with the purchase of an adult entree. So take the kids to Denny's in Litchfield. Denny's, the place for family. Had a good ball game here tonight, and the momentum really did swing at that sequence halfway through the third quarter as there was a scrum for the ball. Ian Robinson of Litchfield got hit in the face. He pulled off the play. Dale Valentine then came into the action. He was whistled for a personal, which was his third. Dale didn't think he fouled. He slapped the floor in frustration and was teed up for his fourth. So he's just back on the floor now. But since that time, Payne has taken control. They were down two at that point. They're now up 11. Make it up nine. Mitch Wilkinson puts it home from the heart of the lane. Mitch's first field goal tonight. He's got 3 points. 3 minutes gone by, fourth quarter. Here comes Roach kiss. He threw it away. He was out of control. He split the double with the bounce. Never really had control after that and threw it out of bounds. Coach Gary Boker imploring him to just pick up the basketball, stop, and look for an open man. 5 minute mark, ball game. A 53-44 Pena lead. On the block to Osborne. Tim, bounce feed to Valentine. Dale will bounce inside the foul line, and on the dribble drive, Dale Valentine is fouled. Got a lot of fouls here tonight. 15 fouled the half on Pena as the personal goes on David Kirkbride, his second. From the baseline, Stokes will trigger, and it goes the hole back to Valentine. Here's Stokes now. Passes the three, floats it up, and in. No, wave it off. Offensive foul on T.J. Stokes. Thought he might have released the basketball before the contact. The official says no. Wave it off. Litchfield wants the basket to count. Coach Andy Kassenbaum is going to get the official over to plead his case. He wants that basket to count. Very close. If the ball is out of the offensive player's hand before the contact, the basket should count. But the official will stand with his original call and say the contact occurred while Stokes still had possession. Wave the bucket off. Here comes Pena. In the backcourt now, Arnold into the front court. Leaves it for Roachkiss down to Kirkbride. He will hit it from the short left baseline. Kirkbride has 4 points tonight. Back to an 11-point advantage for Pena, 55-44. Here comes Stokes on the attack, right elbow. Leaves it for Wilkinson. Mitch drives baseline. Oh, he missed the layup. Rebound to Osborne. Tim Osborne puts it home. His first bucket tonight, 55-46. Here comes the trap. Arnold traps, and Coach Gary Boker takes a timeout. 4 minutes, 4 seconds for the ball game. Pena leads Litchfield here at Simmons Gymnasium, 55-46. We're back right after these messages.
First National Bank has committed $2,500 in matching donations to food pantries in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville this holiday season. Join us in helping others by stopping by or mailing your donation to your local F&B banking center. Call 229-3701 for details. First National Bank, member FDIC, and your community.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Demise back with you at Litchfield High School. It's been a good game tonight. Pena has seized control since midway through that third quarter after Dale Valentine picked up his fourth personal foul. It was a 36-34 Litchfield lead at that point, and it's now 55-46 Pena. Pena has seized control since that critical juncture. Game two of our doubleheader tonight, immediately after we're done here, it's Pawnee at Northmack. That game follows the conclusion here from Simmons Gymnasium. Pena basketball, sideline trigger for Kirkbride. He will get it into the backcourt to Schmidt. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Three-quarter court pressure from Litchfield. Pena handles it nicely. Kirkbride will fire and hit from 18. David Kirkbride from the right wing buries it. Here's Stokes. Poked away, tracked down by Wilkes. Pena looks a lot better here in the second half. Whatever Gary Boker said at halftime, it worked. The club was a little shaky to start, but they have been solid here in the second half. Offensive foul on Dale Valentine, and he has fouled out. It's been one of those nights for Dale. 3.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Valentine is done. He was held to just 4 points tonight. Those all came in the first quarter. 3 minutes, 36 seconds to play in the ball game. This game really turned, like I've been saying, at the 4:28 mark of the third quarter when Valentine picked up his fourth foul on the technical after he slapped the floor out of frustration. Now he fouls out on an offensive foul. 57-46. Pena leads. They have the basketball. 3.5 minutes to play. It's a long game, and Pena's learning that here tonight. They get off to a very sluggish start, but for as bad as they were in the first half, they've been equally as good in the second. Here's Arnold out near midcourt. Here's McMillan, lost it, and he double dribbles. And I say bad in the first half only from the standpoint of they committed 17 fouls in the first quarter and had 7 turnovers in the first quarter. But since that opening quarter of play, Payne has really settled down and looked a lot better. And this is a team, of course, that will only get better as the year goes on, as they get accustomed to the basketball season. John's attack and hit. He's got 10. If they got a later start to the basketball season than most, as they had to recover from their deep run in the football playoffs. Gary Boker gave them a full week off after the football season. Gary Boker in his 12th year at the helm. He's won a lot of ball games for Pena. They're going to go basically four corners here and work a three-man weave up top. Work some clock. Roach gets some fancy dribbling, fouled by Hull. Alex Hull, that's his fourth. Wow, Cole did a good job to play the second half with his three personal fouls. He picked up three very early in the contest. He took over the first half of that third quarter, did Alex Hull. But since the four-and-a-half-minute mark of the third quarter, it has been all Pena. Lucas Rochkiss to the foul line with 10 points tonight. Makes it 11 as his toss is pure. That's Lucas's first point here in the second half. The lead is up to 10, 58-48. Toss, good for Rochkiss. He gets the pair, gives him a dozen points tonight. Stokes airmailed it to Johns. Turnover number 16. Litchfield starting to press the issue now. They know time's running short. The clock is not their friend. 2:40 to play. Still a lot of time, but Litchfield's got to get going. Here comes Arnold into the front court with the dribble. Splits a couple of defenders. Now McMillan. Nice head fake at the foul line. Jared McMillan forces it up, missed it, and the rebound to Wilkinson. Now the shot Pena wanted. Leads to a runout. Hall lobbed it. John couldn't handle it. A little unselfish there. It's going to be Pena basketball. Alex Hall had a layup and just one pass too many there. He likes the idea of getting your teammate involved, but Alex Hull had a wide-open layup, and he passed it up. 17 turnovers now for Litchfield. Here's Kirkbride spinning. Leaves it for Arnold attacking, and we've got offensive on Phillip Arnold. Turnover number 20. Personal foul on Arnold is his third. Byers will come back in. Kirkbride will head out for Pena. 2:13 to play in the ball game. An 11-point Pena Panther lead here at Litchfield High School. Litchfield led after one, led after two, led halfway through the third. It's been all Pena since. Here's Stokes, right wing. To the foul line, cut off, leaves it for Osborne. Back to Stokes. That is deep and short. Rebound tapped around, picked up by John Craig. Back to T.J. Stokes. On the attack, leaves it in the corner for Wilkinson on the block to John. Craig will spin off the rim a little too strong. Rebound belongs to Pena and Byers. Ahead quickly to Rochkiss through his hands. He tracks it down. 100 seconds for the ball game. Don't forget, Pawnee at Northmac coming up next here on WSMI. That game will be streamed online as well at WSMIRadio.com. Oh, what a loss. McMillan all alone off the feed from Smith. 11 for McMillan. Turned over by Litchfield. Back comes Arnold now with 80 seconds to play. 61-48. Payne is going to win it here tonight. Across the floor to Schmitz, tipped out by Wilkinson. A basketball game, or really any sporting event, can turn on a dime. That's exactly what happened here tonight. Litchfield had the lead. Valentine got teed up, had to leave with four personals, and Payne took over and never relinquished control after that. Here comes Schmitz on the attack. No. McMillan the follow. No. Rebound again to Pena. It belongs to Byers. He puts it up and in. He's got 22. Final minute of play. 63-48. Hull, the quick trigger. Banks in a three. That Alex Hull. He's got a Baker's dozen tonight. 63-51. That'll be a travel. Yep. At that time, Schmitz tried to split the double and kind of got tripped up in doing so and traveled. Took about three hops. Maybe Litchfield's not done yet, but they need a lot to go right here in 48 seconds. Down a dozen. And it goes to Hull. He'll need the trigger. He'll fire. Short. And the rebound belongs to Pena and Rochkiss. 40 seconds for the ball game. Pena still attacking. McMillan off the window. It's good. 13 for Jared McMillan. Now the inbound pass goes to length before and picked off by Arnold. 19 turnovers on Litchfield. As McMillan, nice touch pass, roach kiss, it's good. A clinic here in the second half by Pena. Final score will not be indicative of this ball game. It's a 15-point spread, but Litchfield had the lead most of the way. Taking seconds for the game. They throw ahead to Schmitz. He will put the brakes on now. That's going to do it. 67-51 the final. Pena comes into Litchfield and knocks off the Purple Panthers. Back with the wrap after these messages.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield. Auto cleanup with a difference. Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield. The Verdant Dairy Queen. Young's Roofing in Litchfield. Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair. Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield. And by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
Hi, this is Dan with Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Do you have a vision for your property? Let us complete your ideas by spring. Order now to take advantage of our lower prices for construction this winter. You'll get more building for less and move in by spring when you participate in Morton's limited time winter work promotion. Call us in Litchfield today at 324-2002 or go to mortonbuildings.com.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, what a basketball game here tonight. Pena comes into Litchfield and gets the victory 67-51 as they outscored Litchfield 19-9 in the fourth quarter. This game turned, however, though, at the 4:28 mark of the third quarter. Litchfield had a 36-34 lead. There was a loose ball right in front of the Litchfield bench. Ian Robinson for Litchfield down fighting for the basketball. He inadvertently got popped right in the mouth, so he peeled off the play. He was holding his face down on the floor. Play was still alive, so Dale Valentine aggressively jumps into the action to try to for a personal foul, which was his third. And as Dale was on his knees on the floor, he didn't like the call. He slapped the floor. He was teed up for that. Properly so, that is the right call by the official as Valentine was teed up. The bad news was the technical counts as a personal, so Valentine then had four personal fouls, and he had to sit down at the 4:28 mark of the third quarter. And a two-point Litchfield lead quickly turned into a deficit as Pena seized control after that point. They win it by 15 points. Check that, 16 points here tonight, 67-51. Looking at the leading scorers tonight, Litchfield led in scoring by T.J. Stokes. He finishes with 15, but none of those coming in the second half. Alex Hull with 13 points tonight, 12 of those in the second half after Alex was saddled with three fouls, a majority of the first two quarters. Craig Johns into double digits. He had 10 points tonight. Dale Valentine held the four, all those in the first quarter. Dale was in foul trouble most of the evening before fouling out in the fourth quarter. Mitch Wilkinson had 3 points. Tim Osborne, Ian Robinson, and Zach Grossenheider each with 2 points here tonight. Had Litchfield 10 of 19 from the foul line. They had quarters of 15, 14, 13, and 9 for their game total of 51. Litchfield now 6-2 on the season. For the Pena Panthers, who improved to 3-1 on the year, they were led in scoring by Mitchell Byers. He finishes with 22 points tonight. A very impressive display from Mitchell Byers here this evening. Lucas Roachkiss with 14. It was Jared McMillan with 13. Max Schmidt had 4 points. David Kirkbride had 6 points. Philip Arnold with 7. And Avery Roebuck had 1 point for the Pena Panthers. Had them 10 of 16 from the foul line. Quarters of 13, 15, 20, and 19 for their game total of 67. Litchfield led 15-13 after one. Led 29-28 at the half. It was Pena out in front by 6 after 3, and they win it 67-51. But the game absolutely turned halfway through the third quarter as Dale Valentine was teed up. That was his fourth personal foul, and Pena took control after that, never looking back. I want to thank all the wonderful people here at Litchfield High School, Boys Athletic Director Ed Roundcount, for getting us set up beautifully here tonight at Litchfield High School. They always treat us so good every time we come in to Simmons Gymnasium. So thanks to all the wonderful folks here at Litchfield High School. Of course, thanks to all of our basketball sponsors. Without them, these broadcasts are not possible, so we thank each and every one of our outstanding basketball sponsors. Remember, for all the scores tomorrow morning, tune in to Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 on FM 106, and tomorrow morning at 9:05, we will have WSMI Sports Saturday for you as we'll talk to some area coaches about the night that was in high school basketball. WSMI Sports Saturday, tomorrow morning, 9:05. On WSMI FM 106. I want to thank producer Tony Tuzzo for producing tonight's broadcast. That is going to wrap it up here from Simmons Gymnasium, where the final, Hena, 67. Litchfield, 51. My name is Tim Mize. We say goodnight from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. We take you now to North Mac High School as Terry Tote will bring you game two of our doubleheader here on America's High School Sports Leader, WSMI-FM 106.